I could give you a day in the life of a person who might be the target of undercover marketing, and I will tell you that some of these things are happening right now around you. So you walk out of your building in the morning, some city, and you walk by the door and you say, hey, good morning, and you notice there's a bunch of boxes at his feet from some online or mail order retailer, and there's a bunch of boxes there with, of course, a big brand message on it. You walk out, and you think, well, a lot of people must be ordering from that company. Well, what you don't know is that we paid the doorman to keep those empty boxes there. You walk out into the street, and you hear some people having kind of a loud conversation about a musical act. And they're kind of passing the headphones back and forth. They go, wow, this is great.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Hey, do you know that I heard the CD is really hard to find, but I heard they sell it at Store X.
I'm going to go pick it up. So
that's
good.
Great, isn't it?
Right, you hear that and you register it, and you know, you might kind of pick up on that. And maybe later on you'll think, hey, I wonder what the hot act is. Bang, that might be in your head. Now you get into your office, and there's a certain brand of water in the refrigerator. What is that? Take it out, you drink it, you slug it down, it's there, and not really thinking about it. Wow, that's pretty good water. Who knows? Maybe someone placed the water there. You kind of go out for your lunch break, you're sitting in the park, and people are kind of out there talking in the park, and bang, all of a sudden you see another message. By the time you go to bed, you've probably received 8 or 9 different undercover messages. People are always thinking, well, oh, I know product placement. That's when they put stuff in movies. Well, yes, kind of. I mean, that's definitely traditional product placement, but real life product placement is just that, placing stuff in movies, but the movie is actually your life. We'll take a group of attainable, but still aspirational people. They're not supermodels. They're kind of people just like you. They're doing something for us, whether they're having a certain kind of drink or they're using a certain laundry detergent, whatever it may be. They are kind of the Roach Motel, if you will. People are gonna come over to them and they're gonna give them this little piece of brand bait. Could be a soundbite of knowledge or a ritual. Consumers would get that piece of roach bait and then they would take it, they go, oh, pretty cool. And then they go out and they spread it to their friends. If you wanna be critical, if you wanna go through your life like that, sure, be critical of every single person that walks up to you. But if they're showing you something that fits and something that works and something that makes your life better in some way, well then, who cares? We, again, just say thanks.
Canada's most popular documentary, The Corporation, now on DVD. More than 8 hours of extras on 2 discs, commentaries, the making of, deleted scenes, and more. 165 new interview clips on 23 topics with related web links and strategies for change. Special offers at thecorporation.com.
Make us social change. World domination not included.